Section 2. Listen to 3 longer conversations. For questions 11 to 20, choose the best answer. A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
The Zip Car. I used the Zip Car app for the first time yesterday, Michael. You know, Zip Car is the service which has cars located around London that you can rent for a few hours and leave at your destination. I was not sure about it to begin with, but I'm certain I'll be renting one of their cars again soon.
I've been eager to give them a go, but never found the right opportunity. How was it, Alice? Was it easy to find a car near you?
Actually, I found one right around the corner from my house, so it was really convenient. The car itself was spotless, and getting going in it was a piece of cake. I was on the road in a couple of minutes.
Are there any restrictions on your using one?
Well, one of their requirements is that you keep it clean. Also, they insist you fill it up with petrol if the tank is low. And you shouldn't keep it longer than you requested it for because someone else might have booked it.
Do you think you will use it more often in the future?
I still think nothing beats public transport in London, but it's always a good option if you're in a hurry, especially if you're with others, as the price drops dramatically if you share a ride. I used the Zip Car app for the first time yesterday, Michael. You know, Zip Car is the service which has cars located around London that you can rent for a few hours and leave at your destination. I was not sure about it to begin with, but I'm certain I'll be renting one of their cars again soon.
I've been eager to give them a go, but never found the right opportunity. How was it, Alice? Was it easy to find a car near you?
Actually, I found one right around the corner from my house, so it was really convenient. The car itself was spotless, and getting going in it was a piece of cake. I was on the road in a couple of minutes.
Are there any restrictions on your using one?
Well, One of their requirements is that you keep it clean. Also, they insist you fill it up with petrol if the tank is low. And you shouldn't keep it longer than you requested it for because someone else might have booked it.
Do you think you will use it more often in the future?
I still think nothing beats public transport in London. But it's always a good option if you're in a hurry. Especially if you're with others, as the price drops dramatically if you share a ride. The San Jose.
I was just reading about a Spanish galleon they recently discovered called the San Jose.
What's a Spanish galleon, Lewis?
Well, Paige, galleons were large ships used for nearly three centuries, from the 16th to the 18th century. They had three or more masts, each with huge sails to power the ship, and were used to fight battles, carry cargo, or for exploration.
So, what's so special about the San Jose?
Apparently, while returning from South America to Spain, the San Jose was sunk off the coast of Colombia during a battle in 1708, carrying treasure that included 11 million gold coins, which would be worth approximately 16 billion pounds today.
Wow! I envy the people who found it.
Well, that's the problem. Both an American salvage company and the Colombian government say they found the ship first. So now there is a court case to determine who owns the treasure. Since there is so much money involved, I don't think either side will give up easily. This situation could take many years to resolve. I was just reading about a Spanish galleon they recently discovered called the San Jose.
What's a Spanish galleon, Lewis?
Well, Paige, galleons were large ships used for nearly three centuries, from the 16th to the 18th century. They had three or more masts, each with huge sails to power the ship, and were used to fight battles, carry cargo, or for exploration.
So, what's so special about the San Jose?
Apparently, while returning from South America to Spain, the San Jose was sunk off the coast of Colombia during a battle in 1708, carrying treasure that included 11 million gold coins, which would be worth approximately 16 billion pounds today.
Wow! I envy the people who found it.
Well, that's the problem. Both an American salvage company and the Colombian government say they found the ship first. So now there is a court case to determine who owns the treasure. Since there is so much money involved, I don't think either side will give up easily. This situation could take many years to resolve.
The Rage Room. I had a weird experience on the weekend, Toby. I actually went for a session in a rage room.
I've heard about those. They're those places where you can smash things up, aren't they? That was an unusual choice for you, Isabel.
I agree. I had never heard of them before. I just happened to win two free tickets for a session on a quiz on my local radio station, so I thought I'd give it a try.
So who did you go with?
I initially planned to take my little brother, but as I am under 18, I had to go with someone older. So I decided to go with my dad. Neither of us was thrilled about going to such a place together, but in the end, it turned out to be really fun for both of us. Seeing my dad smashing a chair to pieces was the most enjoyable moment of all. And I, actually, found throwing plates around quite therapeutic too, much to my surprise. I had a weird experience on the weekend, Toby. I actually went for a session in a rage room.
I've heard about those. They're those places where you can smash things up, aren't they? That was an unusual choice for you, Isabel.
I agree. I had never heard of them before. I just happened to win 2 free tickets for a session on a quiz on my local radio station, so I thought I'd give it a try.
So who did you go with?
I initially planned to take my little brother, but as I am under 18, I had to go with someone older. So I decided to go with my dad. Neither of us was thrilled about going to such a place together, but in the end, it turned out to be really fun for both of us. Seeing my dad smashing a chair to pieces was the most enjoyable moment of all. And I, actually, found throwing plates around quite therapeutic too, much to my surprise.